Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bull and Geo coming to you live from the Little Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday. We'll get your calls in this segment. We're talking about the Dalvin Cook release, and I really do think that the Jets are going to be in on Dalvin Cook. I would not be surprised at all if he ends up with the Jets, and I would think that Aaron Rodgers would want Dalvin Cook, and I would think that he would go to Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh and Nathaniel Hackett when this was a thing about him being released and saying, we got to get this guy on the team, knowing him and being familiar with him the last number of years in the NFC North. Now, the Jets, unfortunately, they ended up releasing our buddy Will Parks yesterday.
Yeah.
And Will Parks, of course, called us up. And we called him and talked about the Aaron Rodgers stuff when that was going down and the rumors, and we felt like he might have known something. And I don't know, maybe it's one of those things where he ends up coming back to the team a little bit later and cap casualty and all that stuff. But as far as where the Jets are, if they can pay Dalvin Cook what he thinks he's worth on a new deal with a new team, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be a New York Jet.
This is the thing that he signed a contract. You know, he was a second-round draft choice, unlike Saquon Barkley, who was a first-round draft choice. So they gave him a pretty nice contract at the time, and he only saw half of it. You know, this is the thing that if you're a running back, somehow you've got to protect yourself, but the NFL is just a brutal place when it comes to these contracts for these running backs. So now I think for him, because what? He's probably got, I would think, three or four good years left. But the problem with him is early on in his career, he had a lot of injuries. And you just talked about how, you know, he has missed a number of games. I mean, they all do.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a money thing for him. It's not going to be like where he feels like he needs to go to win. If somebody says to him, hey, we'll give you, you know, I don't know, $20 million guaranteed over 3 years or something, he's probably going to take it.
Yeah, I would think so at the position he plays. You're right. But, I mean, it is enticing to be like, okay, I'm going to go play with Aaron Rodgers. And I know Kirk Cousins had some really good seasons. The Vikings offense was good, but it's not like playing with Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers calls him up personally and goes, listen, come over here, join this thing. We got something special going on. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers wants him, that's going to be a tough thing to turn down.
If Aaron Rodgers wants him, he could always say to Joe Douglas, I'll take less.
He could.
I mean, you could say that too, and he can find the money and see whether or not they can make it happen for him. But there'll be a number of teams out there that would love to have this guy.
Oh yeah, and I would agree, and I think that at a discount from what the Vikings were paying him, and if you get a caliber of him, Dalvin Cook, and can pay 27 years old and can pay him, you know, less than $10 million a year, around $10 million a year, that's a steal.
So, yeah, well, you would think it's a steal, but 17 games, you know, I wouldn't say loaded at running back, but they're fine at running back right now. You know, especially if Breece Hall is going to be able to play at the beginning of the season,
yeah,
which I don't know. I would think that they're going to take it easy on him, but yeah.
Yeah, I would bring in a veteran like that. I mean, I understand. I mean, Breece Hall, Michael Carter, and Bam Knight. Okay, fine. But Breece Hall's coming off a major injury. Michael Carter showed some flashes. Bam Knight showed some flashes. You're telling me you get, you know, one of the better running backs of the last 5 years
who still has breakaway speed and big play potential. You add him into that mix and work Breece Hall back.
Right. Well, they also drafted this kid, Iggy. Israel, I don't know how to say his last name. I'm sorry. And he has looked good in these OTAs thus far.
Okay. I mean, that's great. Dalvin Cook's got a track record in the NFL of being a top back.
A Bonanconda.
Okay.
There it is. So he's a kid that they drafted out of Pitt.
All right.
So they may have something special there, too. You don't know that. But, you know, all reports are telling me in OTAs he looked really, really good. But then again, everybody looks good in OTAs, right?
Yes, that is correct. All right, let's get some of these calls in at 877-337-6666. Chuck is in Kings Park. What's going on, Chuck?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I love you guys. I listen to you every day.
Thank you. What's happening?
So it is a thing. Greg is right. He's like, why would anyone want to bring, I'm in the same situation, two kids, why would you want to bring the other one? This is where I can come in a little handy here. You ready?
Okay.
It's one simple reason, to take pictures for social media. That's it.
Yeah, maybe. You know, Chuck, that is a good point.
She does understand.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably a motivation there, Chuck. But when I asked her flat out, I said, why? You know, she's got no reason to lie. She didn't say anything about Instagram. It was more the fact that, you know, she wanted Summer to watch Sabrina dance and she would get a kick out of it and she wanted her to be there.
And maybe be inspired by it.
I don't know.
Then you're gonna have to go to more dance recitals.
Yeah, we gotta.
This could be awesome, man. All this dance recital stuff that you got going on in your life.
We gotta work some sports into this. We just have to. I mean, I kind of with the activities with them. I'm not sure exactly how much I want to get involved. I'm talking about forcing them to do stuff. I'm obviously involved, but I'm like, I want to see Sabrina play some soccer. I want to see her do some other stuff, and she really hasn't done that yet. But then I'm like, do I have to make this about me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, but I will say this, and I can only go by personal experience and thinking about when my kids were that age and they were getting ready to play sports. I was really jacked to go to their games.
Yeah, I know, and that's sort of where I want to be.
I know about the dance recitals and the plays that they were made to go into and all
stuff. I would be thrilled. I mean, if she were playing soccer or any sort of sport like that, I'd be thrilled to go and watch her play.
I mean, you know, Sid didn't have a voice to sing. You know, Gunner was not, you know, a great actor, but they had to participate in these things in school, so you had to go and see that.
Of course.
It was fun to see them in different roles.
But it's not like watching them play sports.
Or it's not like, you know, they are really great at doing, you know, that part of it. I don't know. Maybe Sabrina's a great dancer. I'm not sure. But Sydney was, and so was Gunner. They were really good athletes, so that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if she's a great dancer, because last dance recital, she got sort of overwhelmed by the crowd and just sort of stood there in awe of the people watching her.
It's just a little stage fright, maybe?
A little bit, at least last year. But hopefully this year is a little bit better. All right, let's go to Paul and Wontaw. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I love you guys. Just jumped off the treadmill. Watch you guys every morning.
Nice.
And Gio, I got to give you some advice here. I'm a father, 63-year-old father of three, daughters, dance recitals up the wazoo. I just went to my granddaughter's dance recital. Sorry for the plug. On Saturday, my maniac 3-year-old grandson wasn't sitting still. Took him out. Had my daughter text me 2 songs before. Got him in. He saw it. We got out of there. This is not the hill to die on. My wife wants her there. She wants her daughter there. Do the right thing.
Yeah, I know.
I've been down this road.
Yeah, I just needed some validation, Paul, and you're right. I mean, I wasn't going to sit there and continue to fight about it. I just needed some validation that I was right about this.
Oh, no.
That's all it was.
Oh,
you know?
No.
What?
Oh, did you hear what he said? He was a grandfather. He's at the granddaughter's recital.
Yeah, you're going to have to end up doing that stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's going for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be on a Sunday during football season.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the NFL Today, live from Plan Dome. Yeah, I...
Oh, my. That's right.
And if it's during the hockey season, you have to go because Dad's not going to be there.
That is true. Welcome.
You're screwed again.
Yep, that's right. Here we go again. Life repeating itself. Dance recitals for Boom Pop.
Yeah, but there's nothing like it, though. I will say that.
Nothing like what? Going to a dance recital?
Being around them.
Oh, your grandkids. Yeah.
Just getting the smooches and all that stuff.
Because you can leave. That's what grandparents say. You know, it's great because you can leave.
Right.
And be like, oh, you get a little kiss, you get a little hug.
But you can't leave the dance recital. You're in for the duration.
You have to wait till the very end of that.
Oh.
Like, what are they going to do? Like, what do they have, the big security guards there with tasers if you're trying to leave?
You just look like a total tool.
What they're going to do is they're going to chain you in and lock the door.
I mean, honestly, look like a tool. Who cares? You got to get out of there.
Just say you have a medical emergency.
Yeah, it's the smoke.
My kid's done so.
Yeah, they do hold the kids back there, but as long as one of us is there to bring her back, then it's fine, so I'll probably be able to leave. Just take Summer and leave. Yeah, you know, when she starts screaming, they can't stop me. What are we even talking about? They're not stopping people from leaving. This is insane. Chris in Levittown. What's going on, Chris?
Good morning, boys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too, Chris. What's happening?
That's a good one. I can see the blue sky, so that's nice.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to talk about the Dalvin Cook connection to the Jets. So I think it could be one of two things. One is that Breece Hall's injury is much more severe than people think, and that this is insurance. You know, they're in all-out win-now mode. And the second part is, are they sort of like playing with broadcasting the idea that their offense is going to be much more ground and pound than maybe advertised with Aaron Rodgers? You know, I know it's kind of like the old offense. I don't know what we're going to see from Nathaniel Hackett. I know his style of offense, but I just want to know what you guys thought.
You know, I don't think the Breece Hall injury is off track at all. I think he's on track to come back this year. It usually takes a year for a running back to get his, you know, I think comfort back of dealing with knee injuries like this. Every one of these players is different. And as I told Gio a couple of weeks ago, the only running back that I truly remember coming back from a knee injury was Adrian Peterson the next year and was like just as good as he was prior to the injury. So it usually takes a while, but I think it's if the Jets do bring in Dalvin Cook, I think it's a smart thing because you're bringing in a multi-talented player that can do a lot of things.
Yeah, Chris is right about the win-now mode. I mean, if you're not 100% sure what you're going to get out of Breece Hall, and there's a lot of pressure to get as much as you can out of this first year with Aaron Rodgers, then this is a unique opportunity to get a guy. You know, Dalvin Cook's not 32 years old. Dalvin Cook is 27 years old. I still think he has a ton left. I wish he was still on the Vikings, but I understand why they're moving on from him. And this is a unique opportunity to really upgrade that position. Guys like this don't come around at this point of the year all that much. Usually it'll be a guy in his 30s that you will see.
You just wonder if there's a team out there that has plenty of room under the salary cap, has a young quarterback, and would love to add a guy like this.
Yeah.
And you add a guy like this, it takes the pressure off of that young quarterback. But then again, is it the perfect place for Dalvin Cook to go to win? It may not, but he may win financially if one of those teams, you know, that has more money than the Jets under the salary cap. Remember, they still have to sign Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
And that will happen, as Rob Saleh said last week or this past week. He said it will happen eventually. I mean, it's got to happen. So, it would be nice to add him. The other thing, too, I would also like to add him just to keep him out of the division. And if he does go to the AFC with one of these other quarterbacks, it's just another explosive weapon for one of these other great quarterbacks in the league.
He could go join his brother in Buffalo, right?
He could go there. He could go to Cincinnati. Mm. You know, they have money. They haven't given Joe Burrow that big contract yet, or T. Higgins that big contract yet. So they still can move money around but Cincinnati usually doesn't do that. That's not usually their moniker.
Yeah.
But, man, I'll tell you what, if he gets, I don't know, Jacksonville, Mahomes, I always think Kansas City. You know, I always think guys want to go play with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but there's no reason to bring in a veteran running back if you're Kansas City, because all they do is just throw guys out there. Drafting guys like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, bringing in Isaiah Pacheco, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, but this guy, you know, is a multi-dimensional running back.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
he's like the Le'Veon Bell of his time right now. I'm not saying he's as good as Le'Veon. Le'Veon had obviously better numbers and, you know, played in that offense with Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger, and he was doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
He was. Dan in Brooklyn, what's going on, Dan?
You guys are the best. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, what's happening, Dano?
So,
the first day the Mets hired Buck Showalter, you know, Mets fans are falling over each other. I was kind of laughing because I know he's basically a runner-up manager. Great baseball guy, wonderful guy, but I think at this point now their only hope is to relieve him of his duties. Question is, where would you turn, as the Phillies did last year? And you see how well it worked for them. Well,
yeah, I know. It did work out, but it doesn't always work out. Well, let me ask you, though. What is Buck not doing that you would like him to see do?
How is Fulker back in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, that's one. And that's also organizationally, they got to get rid of him.
Playing every day. How about that one?
Yeah.
This guy's the second best hitter right now. He's got to be in the lineup.
Right, and I think he will be. But there's a lot of guys on this team that are underachieving. And I don't know if there's anything he can do about that. You know, guys.
Yeah, no one's getting Vogelbach to hit, you know, 200.
Right. But Vogelbach's an easy
easy mark. Yeah, the other ones are tough because you have two $43 million pitchers that basically just got lit up down in Atlanta. I mean, they're supposed to live up to their contracts.
Take a look at Cole. He's not the same pitcher he was on Houston, and now Verlander obviously isn't either. There's something there.
I mean, Cole's been pretty damn good, though, Dan. I understand, you know,
Cole takes the ball every 5 days. It goes out there, and it's a bulldog. And, yeah, he may have a bad day here or there, but for the most part, he is a number one starting pitcher. And, you know, unless the Yankees win a World Series with him on the mound, Yankee fans will think it's a waste. But I think he reflects a number one pitcher and the attitude that you have, especially in this city, to be a number one pitcher.
Michelle and Carmel, what's going on, Michelle?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. It's so excited to talk to you. Hi, Boomer.
Hi.
So, GL,
yeah?
I'm on your side on this recital.
Thank you.
As a girl, growing up, I took recitals, and it's hours, and my dad did go, and I found out years later he was miserable being there, but he was there. For your little baby, I suggest, because it sounds like she's coming, that you put pajamas on her, and then maybe, possibly, she could fall asleep.
Yeah. Knowing her the way I do, Michelle, and I appreciate your support, she is not falling asleep.
You know what I think you need to do? On the way there, drop everybody off, let them all go in and get set up. You and Summer stay out in the car.
Benadryl?
Blow yourself a joint.
I got to drive home, though, with her.
Yeah, but that's later for you. You'll be able to handle it. She'll be...
You want me to hot box my 2-year-old in the car with weed? Is that your suggestion?
I would never do that, but I'm just thinking, you know, maybe that's a thing where you could enjoy the recital.
Yeah.
And she could be sleeping.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, drinking prior to this and making it a little more tolerable because of that. And then I found out that I was going to have to drive because I was going to take Summer home before everybody else. So I was like, all right, well, now I can't drink either. It'll be a dead sober dance recital disaster.
Quickly, let's go to Pete in Connecticut. Pete, what's happening?
Good morning, Boomer and Gio. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's happening on this Feel Good Friday?
Feel Good Friday. So a few years ago, I just came home from taking a little vacation, meaning I was doing a little state time. So Uncle Pete comes home and has to be a good uncle to go to Lena's dance recital. I tell you, it was the most torturous thing that I had to sit through. Me, my dad, and my nephew sat up in the balcony. That's the thing, Gio. You gotta, it's wherever you position that. We exit stage left. I would rather have went back for a day than sit through that again. But shout out to my niece, Lena. She just got Student of the Year yesterday.
Oh, look at that. Very good, Lena.
So, inspired by her uncle, went to jail for a couple days.
Right.
For a couple years.
Right. And Pete would rather be in jail again than go to another dance recital, is what he said. All right. Quickly, Sam in Waldwick. What's going on, Sam?
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good, Sam.
Well, it's about dancing. My oldest daughter's been dancing for 17 years. I've done 15 years of recitals, and Boomer, you'll love this. She's a Terrapin dancer, dances for the football and basketball.
Oh, really? Nice. All right.
And when my wife and I get season tickets for the Maryland football and basketball, we get seats in front of the dancers. We don't even pay attention to the game.
You see that?
That's how much you get into Sergio. Yeah. Embrace it. Love it. You'll enjoy every moment of it.
Okay. Not tonight. I won't. But if she somehow gets a scholarship because she's on a dance team, then maybe yes. But, I mean, there's just, I'll be happy to see her up there if she has fun. There's no doubt about it. And I would enjoy it more. It's not so much about being there and watching Sabrina, because I will get some joy out of that. It's the having to deal with Summer there when there's no point in having her
and
there.
And somebody's going to have to deal with Summer. I mean, maybe this is where the naked sister-in-law comes in.
Yeah, but she's going to have to be clothed for this event.
Yeah, I know she will be, but I mean...
It takes her superpowers away.
Well, she has a great relationship with Sabrina, right?
Because,
you know, she was around when she was born and everything.
Yep, absolutely.
So they're very close.
Yep.
Same thing with Summer and her? Or like,
Yeah, it's getting there.
See, the naked sister-in-law is like a baby whisperer.
She does a very, very great job with the girls. So, I mean, I'm going to have to just...
You're going to have to lean on her.
Yeah, I may do that. I may, like lay the law down when I get there and say, when Summer starts acting up, it's not on me to take care of it. I'm sorry. Daddy went to work today.
Yes.
Daddy made all this happen.
Sounds great now, talking tough.
Oh, talking tough with five meatheads.
Right, exactly.
All trying to figure out how you can get out of it.
Yeah. Daddy's still tired from Las Vegas the weekend before.
Yeah. Daddy's got to play golf tomorrow.
Daddy's got 4 rounds of golf in the next 6 days. So it's on you guys tonight.
You know, listen, you're taking me away from my Casamigos Friday night.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sitting there dead sober watching all these Long Island girls spin around on stage at East Islip High School. What did I do to deserve this? That joint sounds a little bit better every minute that I talk about this.
I'm 2-year-old.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Network. Jerry's back, and he's got more sports to give us. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We heard from the young dynamic duo of Keith Radd and Pat McCarthy last hour. Here's how things sounded in Atlanta last night as the Braves get the game-tying home run in the ninth inning.
Again, a 3-2, and the pitch on the way. Hit high in the air to deep left field. This might get out of here. Arcia says, we ain't dying right here. It was do or die, and he knocks one out of here to tie the game.
Wow, yes. And then in the 10th inning, the Mets don't score. It's still a 10-10 game. Couple of guys on, and you got Ozzie Albies at the plate.
Two on, two out. The pitch. Swung on, belted, deep right field. Get out of here, Ozzie.
Yep, just like that, a six-game losing streak for the Mets. Atlanta completes the sweep, 13-10 in 10. Your final score, David Robertson, who gave up the home run to Arcia in the ninth, says, bad week for sure. We have to move on.
Hey, you can't give up. We got 100 more games. Or 99, whatever it is, I don't know. But listen, we can get on a tear. We can beat some teams. We've got a lot of talent in this clubhouse, and we got some talent going to come back and join us.
Okay.
Get your asses out of here. You guys suck.
Oh, boy.
Boomer, you're not wrong. Speaking of the suck, Justin Verlander, 3 innings, 5 runs, 7 hits, 4 walks, 82 pitches in 3 innings. How do you keep your head up after a night like that?
It's difficult. You know, you got to stay positive. Got to find, you know, I mean, our offense today was wonderful. You know, there's a positive.
That would be the positive. That is correct. But there was no positive pitching-wise for the most part. The other positive would be part of that offense was Francisco Alvarez. A couple of home runs. Hell, he hit that home run to make it 10-6 in the sixth. You, I think, thought it was ballgame, and it was not, as the Braves continue to fight back. So the Mets will take their game to Pittsburgh tonight on WCBS 880. Tyler McGill will make the start as they will try to snap this losing streak. Now 30-33 on the season and way out in the NL East. As for the Yankees,
wait, what do we make of Pete Alonso having to go back to New York now, too?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know anymore.
Because this is, it's interesting. So he ended up having the x-rays at the stadium immediately after getting hit. They're negative. Then they had to do a CT scan.
Correct.
And then we didn't really hear the results of that. Then they sent him back to New York for an MRI.
My only guess would be they were traveling anyway. And since Pittsburgh and New York are so close, they probably figured let them do it with their people.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Glass half full?
Yeah. I mean, I know Keith was very concerned about it because they were talking about Edwin Diaz's rehab. And then he goes, you know, what I'm worried about is I'm worried about Keith.
Sure.
So that made me more concerned, too, because you think if anybody's got some intel on what the hell's going on, it's those guys.
What would it be if the x-ray was negative? What would they and it's the wrist. What would they find in a CT scan?
I guess they could find some sort of, you know, stress fracture or something like that.
That the x-ray wouldn't pick up.
But they wouldn't see, yeah. And the same thing with the MRI. I would imagine that he's going to HSS.
Well, let me tell you.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's there right now as we're talking.
That is the last thing. And this is the most obvious thing I think I've ever said. This is the last thing this team needs right now is a Pete Alonso broken hand 4 to 6 week IL stint. Because at that point, see you later.
To me, it looks like it was the outside of the wrist. So, you know, that's the bending part of it, you know, and you got to bend, you know, the whole thing. And so it's probably got some inflammation in there. And they want to maybe take a look at that and see if they can reduce some of that, maybe with a cortisone shot.
Well, let's hope it's something like that and he's back out there sooner or later. Because I know they scored a ton of runs without him last night, but they won't be able to survive.
Completely agreed. But you're right, they need to pitch better.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Huh. As for the Yankees, they lost the first game to the White Sox 6-5. Eloy Jimenez with a big home run there.
But by the way, the story there to me in watching this yesterday was Severino again. This is two bad starts back-to-back, and this is a guy prior to the previous start. You know, he was making fun about, you know, how long his rehab was, and he wanted to get back on the mound and everything. And now, all of a sudden, you know, he's getting rocked.
Yep. And he was sitting up there with his baby last night with a bottle doing his press conference, maybe to deflect some of the questions about how bad he is. I thought that was a great move. Honestly,
I don't know that the media cares all that much, but maybe it does.
I think some of them do. Like, oh, man, you brought the baby out. I was really going to hammer you today. Now I can't.
Well, lucky for him, Randy Vasquez, Ron Marinaccio, and Clay Holmes went out in the second game and combined for a two-hitter and a 3-0 win. And a new home run, Billy McKinney. You think we get a new call?
No.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm proud of him. I look at his
positive. I got what he's proud of. Sir Wing.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Billy McKinney. How do you like that? In the first game, McKinney had a triple. Here in the second game, he has a home run. So McKinney hits one out in right center. The Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
Do you think it's... So this happens a lot, where the first home run, John doesn't give you anything. Is it almost as if, like, the first home run earns it? So he'll be ready for the next one now?
So what are we thinking? Do we have a call that we could give him and suggest to him like we did the last time?
Yeah, well, to answer your question, Jerry, I do think that when you're a guy like Billy McKinney, yes. Hit a home run, then I'll think about it. If you're the trade with Giancarlo Stanton, he's got to come up with one right away.
True. That's fair.
So I do think it depends the caliber of the player. But, yeah, now you got to make us do this again, try to figure out a Billy McKinney call.
Well, the last time he screwed it up and we helped him, if you remember.
That's right. Which one was that?
I do remember the last one.
It was the last first one, and he screwed it up. And
was it Willie Calhoun to the moon or something like that? Calhoun?
Yeah, it hits one to the moon. That's right. Because he said, gives us the willies.
Yes.
And we said, that's horrible.
Right.
And so, you said, hit it to the moon.
Hit it to the moon. And next thing you know, he came out. Calhoun hit it to the moon. So McKinney gives us the willies. Billy gives us the willies.
No.
We're not going with the Willies
again. All right. So I'm just thinking McKinney. What rhymes with McKinney?
Skinny. McKinney.
Tinny.
Finny. How about Bill? Kill Bill.
Billy Goat?
How about McKinney pays the bills?
Better than what I came up with. So I can't criticize it.
It's not terrible. I would call it good, but not terrible.
It is high. It is far. It is gone. Yeah. Billy McKinney.
How about Billy?
With the second home run as a New York Yankee.
I got it.
McKinney pays the bills.
No? Billy shows everyone his Willie. How about that?
John's not doing that.
Oh. All right.
McKinney pays the bills.
Okay.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, do you have one?
No, I said it's okay.
Pays the bill, make it singular.
How about McKinney pays the bill? I don't know, guys. No. I'm just, it's a feel-good Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
I came in here and I'm sitting between,
What? Don't even start.
Don't even start.
I want to hear this. I'm trying to make the best of everything, man. I got a dance recital tonight, all right? Give me a break.
Here was Gleyber Torres. He also homered in this game. He was with Susan afterwards, and he was desperate to produce.
First game, I don't do anything. I think the last couple nights, I don't feel really well on that play. And, I mean, huge for us. I mean, one RBI of myself. And feels good. I mean, everything when I do really well for the team, that's the best thing.
Always happy when you do well for the team. Yankees moved 10 games over 500, or moved back to 10 games over 500 with that second win. They are 8.5 behind Tampa, though, because the Rays did beat the Twins 4-2. You got the Yanks and Red Sox later tonight right here on The Fan. Football-wise, Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale with the media yesterday. His thoughts of the newly drafted Deontay Banks.
What's Ted Lasso say? He lives life like a goldfish. He's got a short memory when things don't go right. So he's tough-minded.
I never saw Ted Lasso, so I don't get the reference, but okay.
Yeah. One of the things he says, they forget about things, move on. I mean, there's other things about goldfish that are not good.
Yeah.
The one thing about start their life in a plastic bag.
When I think Wink Martindale, I don't think Ted Lasso.
No, not at all. Totally different personality.
No.
Ted Lasso's super positive, everything else. I mean, Wink Martindale's a guy that probably poops with the door open,
Exactly. That coaching staff has a lot of girth to it.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't care.
He continued his thought on the Banks.
He's physical. He can tackle. And on top of that, he can run. So we're excited about it. He's obviously really excited that we got him. It's like winning a scratch-off ticket.
Okay. So there you go.
They
hit the lottery.
This is why these guys don't give many press conferences.
That's okay.
It's all right.
He's fun. He's got some personality.
Yeah.
What else? The Panthers named Bryce Young their starting quarterback, or their first-string quarterback. I can't do the QB1 crap, but it looks like he has done enough already for your guy Frank Reich to give him the nod. Panthers, Golden Knights, Game 3, big game, because if Vegas would have won, they would have taken a 3-0 lead. Instead, you get a late goal from Matthew Tkachuk to get the game even. Then, as we hear on TNT with Kenny Albert in the overtime.
Now, Verhaeghe racing in to keep the puck alive. Picked off by Howden. Tkachuk back on the ice for Florida. Forsling finds Bennett. Bennett, cross ice, shot!
Carter Verhaeghe with the game.
By the way, that's how a professional does it.
Yes. Talking about Kenny Albert on TNT. Yes, the best there is. Game 4 tomorrow night. Here was Bruce Cassidy, the Golden Knights head coach, surprised that is what actually won the game.
It looked like it wasn't going to be a game-ending play, to be honest with you, and it went in the net. So sometimes that happens to you. Like I said, I thought we had opportunities that didn't go in. They had a couple that did.
And so
I'll tell you what, Tkachuk got laid out in this game. And, you know, one of the guys on my thread, Steve Dimitri, said he was out of the game. He's not coming back. He's done.
He came back.
Oh, not only did he come back, he scored the goal, had an assist, was doing everything that he normally does. Look at that.
Man, they're trying to kill that guy.
Well, because he is a pest.
No, I know. I get it. But, I mean, this is back-to-back games that they have laid his ass out.
Well, you got to remember what he did to Jack Eichel, right?
Yeah, it's true. Yep.
Game four tomorrow night in Florida. Vegas still up 2-1 there. Time or should I hold?
He's done.
I got a couple of golf clubs. Hold them till next hour?
Sure.
All right, so I'll get to the Jimmy Dunn stuff next hour. And you got Nuggets Heat tonight. Game
Jimmy
four.
Jimmy Dunn stuff?
Yeah, there's Jimmy Dunn stuff out there.
Jimmy Dunn stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yes, there is. He was on Golf Channel yesterday. Denver up 2-1 in that series.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. We've got a bunch of dance recital calls holding on, so we'll get to that and more coming up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Someone tweeted me in a dent to see this after the game that Buck Showalter was asked about Pete Alonso after the game. I saw what he said before the game about it, but he was asked about it after the game, and this tweeter said that he stopped himself and said that he was going to let Billy Epler talk about it. If that's the case, that's bad news.
Yeah.
That's bad news. Now, I don't know. I did not see the post-game news conference. I'm just trusting the tweet right now, which sometimes can be a silly thing to do, but I will go back and double-check on that. If that was the case, that Buck Showalter stopped himself short and was like, Billy Epler's going to talk to you about Pete Alonso, then that means to me that his hand is broken. All right, so I was talking about how tonight we got Sabrina's dance recital, and my wife is insisting on having our almost two-year-old second daughter, youngest daughter, at the dance recital as well. I said, why don't we get a babysitter as opposed to dealing with that? The dance recital itself is always going to be tough because you enjoy watching your kid, but then you got to watch everybody else's kid, and nobody cares about anybody else's kids, especially when they're doing stuff like this, so it's a little bit of a tough spot. Lots of people want to give me advice on this, so we'll do a couple of calls before we get into Jimmy Dunn coming up.
Yeah, I was going to say that you have struck a nerve. There's no question about that. And everybody has their take on it. And I can't wait to hear some of these takes.
Barry in West Orange. What's going on, Barry?
Hey, Gio. Hey, Boomer. Look, I'm a grizzled veteran. I got two daughters in their 20s. So between dance recitals, musical theater, and cheerleader, this is what you got to do. Okay? You take a water bottle or an iced tea bottle, depending on what you like, and you take Casamigos Blanco, put it in the water bottle, Casamigos Reposado, put it in the iced tea bottle. Now, my wife said, you're an alcoholic. What the hell is wrong with you? The lights go down. I take out the bottle. She starts elbowing me. I'm like, what? She's like, give me some.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so here's the deal now.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, that's a good idea, but you can't be driving home.
No, I know.
Gina's not going to drink.
She isn't, but here's the thing.
This is the thing. Like, you just take a little bit, cut the nerves, make it a little bit more fun. Not a bad idea.
Well, the problem is I do have to drive home, and Anthony in Staten Island joins us next. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, boys. What's happening?
What's up, man? Danny, what's happening, brother?
Listen, so you guys got you got the right idea, but it's not worth the money over here, all right?
Yeah.
I had to go. You're getting off easy, Gio. I had to go see my father-in-law in a play. All right?
God. Your father-in-law? 60-year-old
man. Well, he's now my ex-father-in-law.
Okay.
Not because of the play, but, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to go see him in a play, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm not doing this sober. There's no shot I'm going to watch this play sober. Long story short, I got a DWI that night.
Oh, Anthony, come on, man. That sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Shouldn't have.
I had to go watch this play.
Oh, boy.
And you blame the DWI on your father-in-law?
No, absolutely not. I'm blaming the DWI on my drinking problem. You know?
I don't mean to laugh here, Anthony. Yeah, but
the way he's saying it.
Yeah.
You know, how else are you going to watch that play? You going to watch that play sober?
No, that was the whole thing. So I figured, and thanks, Anthony, for sharing. I figured I would. I would have, you know, a few drinks before I went there because I figured Gina would drive everything else. And then she gave me the plan where she was like, hey, you know, you can bring Summer home. And we'll stay to get Sabrina so you can get Summer home to bed earlier. And I was like, oh, great. Now I'm driving. Now it's got
to
be.
Yeah, but she gave you the out to get home. So does that mean once Sabrina is done,
yeah,
you're taking Summer and getting out of there?
I am, but I still have to go through like 7 or 8
other groups.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's too bad that Sabrina didn't go first. You want to see if we can make that change?
Yeah. Maybe. It's at East Islip High School.
Yeah, I don't think that East Islip is controlling it. I'm sure there's a head of this thing.
Well, I mean, you could get to somebody and say, hey, Sabrina's group goes first or we're shutting the venue down. I mean, they're in control of the venue. We'll lock the doors.
I want to do that. There's so many other children that are there to have a good time and make memories with their parents.
And there's
I'm sure there are a lot of fathers that are looking forward to this.
Yeah. I was going to say this. Hundreds of fathers that just said, what? You could do that? Please, make the phone call. Let's go to Joe in Massapequa. What's going on, Joe?
Good morning, guys. See, you're doing it wrong. You got to dive into it. My daughter did it for 3 years. I did the dad's dance.
The dad's dance?
And made an absolute fool out of myself to the point she was like, are you dancing again this year? So she's almost kicking me out of it.
Oh, wow. So this is like a thing where the dads go up on the stage and dance with... The group?
No, not with your kids. It's a dad's. It's like it's right before like intermission. You're there to be fooled. Like I did Grease Lightning 1 year. I dressed up as an old man. We dressed up as women the next year. So it was fun. Don't get me wrong. And I missed half of the recital on both ends. So I had to get backstage. So only watched a couple of the beginning, couple of the end. So it kind of took the edge off the entire thing.
You know what? Joe, thanks. Maybe what you should do is bring your guitar with you and, you know, open up the recital with a guitar medley or something.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
Hey, here comes Greg Giannotti, dad of Sabrina Giannotti. Get out there and start strumming your guitar.
Yeah, here's Whiskey Glasses by Morgan Wallen. All right, so this is Brandon Tierney. He just texted me that. That's him on the stage with his daughter doing the dad's dance.
Well, there you go.
There's the dad's dance.
I think Rudy in Babylon has a very good question for us. Rudy, what's happening?
Hey guys, longtime listener, great show. Hey Gio, all the times that your wife is texting or messaging on these moms groups, have her message on the mom group.
Why not? Would they think about this? Hey, why not? I mean, you know, get the Save All Moms involved
here. Why not?
Yeah, the old crowdsourcing on the Save All Moms Facebook page. I'm sure all of them would agree with her because they all, you know, they're like a cult. They all think the same way, right? They would be like, oh, of course you have to have your youngest daughter there. You have to. She's got to see this. She's got to enjoy this.
Right, exactly. So, and be inspired by it, hopefully. But you're part of a cult now, too, though. It's called the golfing cult.
That is true,
And you're now stuck in that. So you may make fun of the Save All Moms group Facebook page, because that's where she always goes to get some really, you know, in-depth answers. For your internal discussions.
Yeah.
But now this is what you do on the golf course with your three buddies.
Sure, but not everybody sees it. That's the thing. Like, I'm out there, my three buddies, and I'll talk about things, I'll ask them questions, and it's not in a public forum.
Well, you're doing it right now in a public forum.
Well, not true.
I kind of feel like we're on the WFAN Facebook page right now. And we actually have people calling in giving us suggestions.
I am being a hypocrite in a way because I am crowdsourcing my own issues right now.
Right.
It is true. She has not posted on that Save All Moms group since that discussion, by the way. She says, am I banned from this? I said, you do what you want to do, but
you know, you heard what I had to say.
Just say I'm paying attention. I know when you're on that damn thing.
All right. Albie, Staten Island. What's going on, Albie?
What's up, Gio? I got the perfect answer for you. I just went through this 2 weeks ago with my wife's niece. Before you leave the house, you start coughing, right? You go, you know, I can't believe I got allergies now, you know, crap like that. And she goes, oh, you want it? You could stay home. You know, no, I'll go, honey. Don't worry about it. When you get there, you accidentally fall asleep in the theater. She can't yell at you for being sick, right?
Yeah.
And you get brownie points with the wife. You made it there, right?
Yes, but I do like this idea, but not for this weekend because I've got a lot of fun stuff planned this weekend, and if I'm all of a sudden sick for the dance recital but 100% healthy for everything that I want to do, that's probably not going to fly. Right?
I mean, you want to do this, you just don't think that it's a great idea to bring the two-year-old, that's all.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I want to see, Sabrina was excited. She goes, Daddy, you're going to be at the dance recital, right? I was like, yeah. She's like, it's tomorrow. I was like, yeah, it was fun to see her excited about
right,
it.
Right, exactly. It's so you're all pumped up for that.
That's to see her dance, not to see everybody else dance. I don't want to see that. That's torture any way you slice it. But seeing her dance, yes. And obviously, having summer there is a tricky spot.
Have your phone up taking pictures and videos, and then you're going to share it with the guys here?
No.
He's not going to share it with us.
No. Gina will take videos the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
That's the disagreement we have. I like to soak things up. I like to sit there and watch them as they're going on, and she likes to take the videos. And I'll look back at her videos, but I like to have the memory of it, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, it was... this
you're old school.
This old, when I went to the Niagara Falls as a kid, I had one of those little disposable cameras.
Kodak camera?
Yeah, the camera that you take and then you drop over to CVS. They develop it for you, and it was like a waterproof camera. Yeah. So we took that boat into the middle of the falls.
The Maid of the Mist.
Yeah, you took that boat in there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm snapping all these pictures with this camera. I was like, I don't know, 12 or something like that. My dad goes, will you stop? He's like, how many times are you going to be in the middle of Niagara Falls, and you're looking through that stupid lens? He goes, you're not going to look at those pictures. Just enjoy this. Enjoy it. And ever since then, that's stuck with me.
Yeah, now it's what I do. Your dad really gave you a moment there.
He did. And he said, well,
put your ass right in your place.
Exactly. Get off that stupid camera.
Get off that stupid camera.
You look like an idiot tourist.
Well, you are an idiot
tourist. Yeah, I was like, I am, but I am, Dad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.